Where were people usually buried then?
In the cemetery. They call it a cemetery.
Was it only used for like burying people? Or?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call the ceremony attached to it?
Funeral, I guess, a burial ceremony. I think we always called them funerals.
Well, how would you refer to, like, the, you know, the other relatives, like they were?
Just the relatives.
Mm-hmm. Well,
relatives of the deceased.
Well, would you ever say, like, they were in?
In mourning?
Do you know who wrote the Leatherstocking Tales? Do you remember who wrote all those? James Fenimore.
James Fenimore Cooper.
Mm-hmm. How would you refer to his wife then? I mean, you would call her. His wife would be.
I don't know. You.
Oh, you know, just like. George Washington's wife would be Mrs. Washington, so his wife
Baker,
would be
Baker, Mrs. Cooper.
Baker.
And,
Baker.
See, can you. Would you name some occupations for me, like, you know, for men?
Well, a butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker, a banker,
mm-hmm.
a real estate man, a guitar. A silversmith, storekeeper. And they're all the trades, the plumber. Mason, electrician.
There were some other things I wanted to ask you, you know, about West Palm Beach.
They got tired of the cold weather.
Do you know where most of the people came from? Most of them Southerners or Southerners?
They came from everywhere. I would say at first it was mostly Northerners that wanted to get away from the cold weather up north and wanted to come south. That's why my family came down here. The all came down because they got tired of the cold weather up north. And they wanted to come south, and that's why Dad came down. He wanted to get away from the cold weather there in Cincinnati. I think most of them came down, and I believe most of them came from up in through the middle part of the country, up around Illinois and Ohio, and then there at first.
Mm-hmm.
But recently there have been an awful lot of Georgia people. I know if you get to talking to somebody and ask them where they're from, about maybe 7 out of 10 times it'll be from some part of Georgia. It's a funny thing, but there are a lot of Georgia people down here. They've come down as young men, just starting into business.
And
of course, as this was a growing place 20 years, 40 years ago, almost 50 years ago, it was just beginning to grow then, and in the 20s, starting up, developing, and it was a wonderful place for a young person to come.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't too far from home if they were from Georgia, so they'd come down here. Lots of young lawyers and young doctors came down here and went into business and practiced.